with Riverfront MHK members Phil Anderson and Rod Harms. Guys, thanks for being here.
Well, thank you for inviting us.
Appreciate the opportunity to address the river.
All right. Yeah, this is an interesting topic here. As I understand, you two are trying to spearhead some conversations about a potential project along the riverfront, and I'll let whoever wants to start first.
Well, that's correct, because what happened over the years is Manhattan has been subject to flooding. And after the flood of 1951, we built the levee system and Tuttle Creek Dam, and that the purpose was to protect us from the floods. But the unintended consequence was that it cut us off from the river, because the river had been used for recreation, boating, picnicking, fishing. It was a lot of fishing in the river, and as a result, we virtually have forgotten that we have a river.
Rod, where are you guys at in the process of this right now?
So right at a year ago today, October 12th, actually, I think, Phil had seen a lecture at K-State by Gina Ford, who works with agency land planning out of Boston, and she has addressed a lot of the rivers and fronts in the Midwest. And Phil solicited her after that lecture and talked her into coming back. And so last October, she came for some community meetings and public appearances.
When I said that to her at the lecture, I don't think she realized that Manhattan was actually on a river, because it's so, you just, if you notice it going over 177, the viaduct, you might see it, but nobody thinks about it. So when I brought her back, I brought her right down to the viaduct, underneath the viaduct. It's the only place you can get to the Kansas River is on the other side of the river. You can't get to it from the downtown Manhattan side. And she got out of my truck and walked down to the river edge and looked up the river and down the river, and she said, I don't think you have any idea what you have here. This is magnificent. Magnificent, she said. The potential for development, which would be an attraction, you know, both, I mean, recreationally, commercially, every way you can think of it, is just wonderful. And so she was very excited about the possibility. And then we brought her back.
And the community engagement really surprised us that week. A lot of folks showed up, community leaders, at one luncheon meeting, and then at the depot one evening, filled the room. So clearly it's something that is of interest to the community. And so we've spent the year having twice monthly meetings, second and fourth Thursdays at 4 p.m. at Rodina's in Aggieville, and have just invited people to educate the group, the small group of individuals, about the river and what's going on with our peer communities. Topeka and Lawrence are both working on their riverfronts right now. As you know, Wichita has developed its riverfront, and so we have spent a year just bringing people together and learning more.
You can find out a lot of information that we won't have time to talk about today if you go to our webpage, which is riverfrontmhk.com, and that's riverfront, all lowercase letters, RIVERFRONTMHK, which is the airport abbreviation for Manhattan, Kansas, .com. And there is the mission statement, the history. There's all of the students' works visually you can see. You can see Gina Ford's work, as well as how to contact us. And last but not least, the donation page, because we're trying to raise money so that we can afford to hire Gina Ford and her company, Agency Landscape Plus Planning, and bring her back. Ironically enough, her office is in Boston. That was the original name of the settlement by Isaac Goodnow, Boston. Hmm. And so it's almost like we're going back in history quite a few years.
Yeah, almost like it's meant to be. Well, and this is an interesting concept, because you've seen, as you mentioned, other cities that have done this. And I saw this in looking back at past stories, that Council Bluffs, Iowa, right on the other side of Omaha, have a magnificent waterfront there, and they've got a bridge that goes across it. And It's a lot of fun. There's a park area and a walkway. This really has a lot of potential.
And Wichita. I spent a couple of days in Wichita this summer, and their development is right in the downtown area, and it is spectacular. They've got a lot of recreation, a lot of places for people to gather. There's an apartment complex with a big dock in front of it, so you can get on a kayak and go for a kayak. There's a children's, like our Discovery Center. It's just absolutely beautiful. And of course, this development has not stopped. I mean, you start, and then it keeps going. And this ties into Region Reimagined, because as you start to develop these, then you're also, the next step is you look for a connection to Wamego or Junction City or to Lawrence or to Kansas City. I mean, this is ripe for the developing. And if you look at the Chamber of Commerce article, The Path to Prosperity, which came out this summer by Josh Brewer, he talks about that whole idea of the importance of quality of life. And as you develop that, it's one of the things that I think would be very attractive for the city of Manhattan, because as we all know, we're struggling at the moment because of declining enrollments, Fort Riley, this and that. And this is the sort of thing that we need to turn our attention to and invest in, because it will pay huge economic dividends.
All right. Again, we're speaking with Phil Anderson, Rod Harms, Riverfront MHK, and their website, riverfrontmhk.com, has more information. You mentioned you're raising money, $175,000. How far are you at in the process?
Well, the approach we took was, after the meetings last year, was meet with some of the local philanthropists and folks who have tended to support early on causes like this, got some good foundational response, and are now at the part of the process, if you will, where we're trying to tell those donors and the community that we have broad support. So we're really hoping that the website and the Community Foundation, which is in here every Monday morning, Vern can address, that they're going to act as our physical agent and also the contracting agent for bringing this consultant to town. So the community should be comfortable that there's plenty of audit trail put in place, and their donations will go to this purpose.
Now, as far as the area, are we talking right around the train depot, or where at exactly along the river?
Well, that's what Gina Ford would help us, and it all depends. You know, the city and the county own a lot of that land adjacent to the river. Not all of it, but a lot of it. The parts that they don't own, those businesses are probably in the wrong location and probably looking to make a move. So it would be up to Gina Ford, but remember that she will work in consultation with not only the city planners and the county planners, but the general public. And she's already met with the general public when she was here a year ago. And I remember looking at Rod as we were gathering. I said, you think anybody will show up? And we filled the place. 100 people showed up, and they were all from all walks of life. Some were public officials, some were citizens of Manhattan, and the enthusiasm was infectious. So we will, I don't know how long it'll take, but we'll raise the money.
Right. And the original scope of services that we outlined with agency was from the confluence of Wildcat Creek and the Kansas River and the Blue River. And then working with Region Reimagine, Christy Rodriguez, we asked agency to expand that to literally Junction City to Wamego. It's been stated that possibly the Kansas River from, where the water and of the Smoky and the Republican join to Kansas City is the longest prairie river in the nation. And it is a national river trail. Governor Brownback was here a few years ago, and Secretary of Interior was here to designate that. So it's a significant asset, not only for our community, but for the region.
The important thing is that the connection needs to be from the downtown side, mm-hmm. not from the west side. At the moment, the only place where you can actually launch a kayak on the Kansas River is to go across the viaduct take a right and go down under Fremont Park, underneath the viaduct, and there. So obviously, the connection needs to start from the downtown area somewhere, and there has to be a way for boating and picnicking, kayaking, possible development, could be housing development, commercial development, like they do in San Antonio and Wichita, and what they're starting to do in Lawrence and Topeka and Kansas City.
All right. Well, let's take a quick time out. We'll talk more about this with Phil Anderson, Rod Harms, and RiverfrontMHK.com is the website. We'll return after this on News Radio KMAN.